So as I settle down to pray, I begin with a preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And as I sit here before my loving God, I ponder, how is he looking at me now? If I cannot sense how God looks at me, I ask him directly, Dear God, as I sit here before you in prayer, how are you looking at me? And I consider, what does God desire for me in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? Again, if I cannot sense God's desire for me, I ask him directly. My God, what do you desire for me in this moment, in this prayer, in this day? At this point in my life, and I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking from my prayer today? Health, communication, human contact, love, peace, serenity, calm, endurance, faith. I ask God for the grace that I seek. I turn my attention to the scripture for the prayer, Psalm 23. I read slowly and attentively, noticing which phrase or word jumps out at me. I repeat that phrase or word again and again in my mind. I stay with it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. I reflect on the word or the phrase that has caught my attention. What does it mean to me? I savour this word or phrase, pondering it, allowing it to sink more deeply into me. I notice. What do I feel? I share with God what this word or phrase means to me. I tell God how this word or phrase is moving me and what I am feeling. I listen for God's response. I rest in God, simply being with Him in stillness. If there is more fruit to be drawn from the word or phrase I have already, I remain with this word or phrase. Otherwise, I go back to the scripture for some more. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths. For his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. I remain with the new word or phrase which has caught my attention, and I repeat it again and again in my mind. I reflect on this word or phrase. What does it mean to me? Thank you. I savor it. I allow it to sink more deeply into me. I notice, what am I feeling? I talk to God. I tell God what this phrase or word means to me. I tell God how this phrase is moving me, what I am feeling. And I listen for God's response. Thank you. I spend some time resting in God, simply being with Him in stillness. I have a conversation with God as one friend speaks to another about how I have been affected by this prayer. I gradually and gently draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.